This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Bruchim Abayim. I want to share with you a few insights into the Slichas. This will be our gateway to Tefillah Shir for this week, sponsored by my dear friend in Los Angeles, Rabbi Tzal Rose, Lili Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his neshama Shavin Aliyah, B'yomel Tzioshah for his whole family, Adbi Askoel Tzedek. We mentioned from the Levush that Slichos was patterned after the Tfilos of the day. Namely, the reason why we end off with Kaddish, with Tiskabel, is because Slichos is patterned after a Tfilah. So just like after Tfilah we end off with Kaddish with Tiskabel, so too Slichos. And just like Shachris and Mincha have Tachnun, so does Slichos. And the Yud Gimel Midos Harachmim is like Shemayna Esrei. And Likutei Maruch says that's why we say a minimum of three Slichos, Keneged Shachris Mincha Mariv. And Ashrei is how we begin, sort of as a Hechi Timtza, to say Chatzi Kaddish. And then we begin with Lecha Hashem Hatzedaka V'lanu Boishas HaPanim. So one interesting thing that I saw, I happened to see in the Mitzudois Machzor, he brings that Lecha Hashem Hatzedaka was written by Rav Amram Goin. But what's interesting to me is that this part of Slichos, which is the Psukei Dezimra, if you will, of Slichos, has 49 psukim, a total of 49 psukim. So there must be something very significant to get to that, if it has 49 psukim, something to the effect that it's elevating us to the highest levels that are humanly possible, that the purpose of Slichos is to connect us to the highest Madregos. But I would like to share with you just a very simple thought of something that occurred to me. We know that the Psukei Dezimra, we've been studying this for 2.5 years, begins with what we call Negadelcha, Gidol, braiding. Right? We spent a long time on how the Psukim of Hoidu are braids. Braiding is a form of praise of Hashem where we take psukim from all over Tanakh that have similar themes and we tie them together. And the idea of braiding is similar to flowers. Sometimes you want to get a bouquet of roses and that's very beautiful. But sometimes it's combining various flowers into one arrangement that has a certain beauty to it as well. So that's the objective of Gidol braiding. So I just want to show how this part of Slichos is braiding in its finest form. Okay, we start like this. Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka V'lanu Boishas HaPanim. This is the introduction of how we stand in front of Hashem. Hashem, you are just, and we are embarrassed. Whatever you met out to us is correct. We're embarrassed. And we say, how can we complain? What can we say? What can we speak? How can we justify ourselves? We will investigate our ways. We will search them. We will return to you. This is all by way of preface. What are we doing here? The first thing we're doing here is, look, we're wrong. You're right. What could we say? We have no justification. We're going to investigate our ways. Your hand is open to accept us. We don't claim to have any mitzvahs or ma'asim tovim. We stand before you completely like paupers. And basically, God, we've come to bang on your door, and we're not taking no for an answer. From before you, God, do not turn us away empty-handed. You are the Shomea Tefila. Okay, so that's the introduction. And now watch braiding at its finest. Shomea Tefila Adecha Kavasa Yavayu. The one who hears tefillah, to you, all flesh comes. So we start off with the theme of coming. And the next pasuk we say, Yavoi kabasar. All flesh comes. So again, we have the theme of coming. And coming as basar, coming inadequate. And so these are two psukim that both have coming, both have basar. And now we introduce the concept and we're coming prostrated, bowing, in humility. The next pasuk, Yavayu, we're coming, v'yishtachavu, we're bowing. So we're continuing the theme of coming and bowing. The next pasuk, bayu nishtachave, coming and bowing. Next pasuk, navaya nishtachave, coming and bowing. Then bayu sha'ar b'sayda. So now we continue the theme of coming. Roimimu v'hishtachavu, bowing, v'hishtachavu, bowing again. Hishtachavu, bowing again. Here again, coming, bowing, nishtachave. Now we introduce the concept of Hashem's heichal, bowing in the heichal. So nishtachave el heichal. Now the next pasuk, lechu. So that's similar to bayu. We're still the theme of coming. I would say nikadma. We're advancing. That's also thematic to coming. Now, once we brought in the subject of Heichal, we're talking about God's house. So in other words, this is all introduction. First we say, God, we're advancing ourselves. We're coming to you. We're coming to you in humility. We're coming to your Heichal. Now we say, Asher Yachtav Nam Tiksoit Beveis Elokim. We're saying, God, Kel Na'aratz Besoit Kedoshim Rabba. As we're coming, you are dreaded in the council of your holy ones. And this is sort of a way that we prepare ourselves. If we're in fact coming to you, we have to recognize, before whom are we standing? Before the fearful God. Now that we said we're coming, what are we going to do when we come? We're going to bless you. We're going to bless you. Now we begin to praise Hashem. We begin by praising Hashem for His dominion over Shamayim va'aretz, Asher Mikel b'Shamayim va'aretz, and we bring in Asheloi Hayam, the sea also. Now we said Asher Yaseh, you made it. This, and then we say by the sea, who aso, you made it. Then we bring in the theme of back to aretz, but that everything is in Hashem's hand. Asher biyadoi mechgerei aretz, Asher biyadoi nefesh kochai. So we bring in this new braiding of Hashem's hand. Then we go back to the idea of Shamayim. V'yoydu Shamayim. Now, we talk about the idea of Licha. Licha Zeroya Im Gevura. We talk about Hashem's might. Because earlier we brought in Asher Yaseh Chema Asecha V'chegvuroi Secha. Now we bring in L'cha Zorayim Gevura, back to Gevura. Once we bring in the word L'cha, we have another pasuk. L'cha Shamayim, L'cha Aretz. This time the L'cha is with the Shamayim and the L'cha is with the Aretz. So it's like this braid that goes back and forth. Themes that reappear, coming and bowing, coming, advancing. To Hashem's house, to His Heichal, blessing Hashem, God's greatness in the heaven, the earth, the waters, everything's in His hand. Yadav Yetzah, biyadai mechreyas, biyadai nefesh kochai. Shamayim, back to Shamayim, it belongs to you, God's might. Lecha Shamayim, lecha Aretz. The Ata Feirarta, Hayam, back to the Yam. Now I think we're up to a new braid. The braid is ata, you. We said licha, and now ata. Ata ferarta. Ata hitzavta. And the ata is with the yam, and the ata is with the aretz, and the ata is with the levyasan. And the ata vakata. Back to licha and ata. Now we talk about Hashem's chesed. Chesed is always referred to as gedula. Oise Gedoylois arein cheker. Ki kel gadol Hashem. Ki gadol ata v'oise nifla'ois. Ki gadol me'ad shamayim chasdech. Gadol Hashem. V'ligdulasai. Gadol Hashem. Gadol Hashem. L'cha Hashem ha'gedula. Now we just said l'cha. So we're back to the l'cha. Mi lo yirachamel ki l'cha. And we say, Me'ein kamacha, no one's like you. So back, so another pasuk, Me'ein kamacha, with gadol and gevura. And another pasuk, Mi chamacha. Then, I would say the next is back to Ata. We said no one is like you. Now we say sort of, who's like you? Mi Yamala Gevurais. And Hashem's Gevura. Mi Vashachak. Who could compare? And now we said, who? We have a new theme now. Ma. What could we say? Ma Noimar. Ma Nedaber. And we say basically we can't even open up our mouth. We're not brazen. We don't have the brazenness to open up our mouths. Our sins are too numerous. And our request is basically, do it for your sake. Laman Shimcha. It is your manner to prolong your anger. Lamancha, for your sake. V'loy lanu, not our sake. The neshama belongs to you. The body is your work. Have mercy not on us. Have mercy on what you created. The neshama is yours. The guf is yours. Do for your sake. We've come for your name. Do it for your name. Babarakvod Shimcha. Laman Shimcha. So I think if you pay careful attention, the opening of Slichais is what we call Negadelcha in its finest. And I think it was very valuable that we've learned this method and methodology of braiding, and I think it will give us an enhanced appreciation of the Slichais. I want to bring to your attention two other items in the Slichais. Before we say the Shema Koleinu, we make 10 statements. Al tizkar lanu avonos usham. Don't remember our original sins. The sins of our youth, don't remember. What should you remember? Remember your mercy. Remember your people. Remember your congregation. Remember Yushalayim. I'm going to skip one. Remember to destroy Edom. Remember Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Remember your servants Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and don't pay attention to the stubbornness of your people. To me, it's very interesting. We have these 10 statements. They're all don't remember or remember. And one thing here does not belong. Did you ever notice? In middle of all these orders to remember, after 6 remembers, we say, Ata sakum tirachem tzion. You will get up and have mercy on Tzion. The time has come to show compassion. Kiva moed. The moment has come. The period has come. To me, it's very interesting. In this body of 10 statements, where they're all, remember, remember, don't remember, we just inject one of the 10 statements is not a statement of remember. It's just, you're gonna get up and visit Zion. Like, where does that come in? It almost seems sort of out of place. It's almost like a statement of emphatic certitude that, yes, we don't even have to tell you to remember. We know that is happening. But it's interesting that it's out of place. One more idea on the Slichos, and I think this is really amazing. We know that the main body of Slichos, Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, but we also have this Zechar Lanu Bris Avos Ka'asher Amarta. Zechar Lanu Bris Rishonim Ka'asher Amarta. We order God with a whole laundry list of things, and we quote a pasuk. So I was just thinking, like, how many demands do we make over here? So one is, remember the covenant of the forefathers. Remember the bris of the Rishonim. And we quote a pasuk. Do what you promised not to forsake us. Be available when we seek you out. Circumcise our heart. Throw upon us the purifying waters. Wipe out our sin completely. Wipe it out like a cloud. Wipe it out for your sake. Whiten it like snow. Have mercy and don't destroy us. Gather our kabitz nidachenu. Guard, return our captives. And then bring us to the temple. It's actually interesting. It's a total of 13. Zechar lanu bris rishonim is a total of 13 requests. It's interesting if you go back to the slichos before Rosh Hashanah. Um, it's a total of 13 requests. So it could be these 13 requests correspond to Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. Nine. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Isai, just a thought on the Slichos. I just want to share with you two brief ideas.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.